The Czech Republic suffered another loss on Monday in its highly publicized dispute with the Japanese investment group Nomura. The group is suing the Czech state for failing to protect its investment in the bank IPB, which was placed under forced administration and sold off in the year 2000. Rob Cameron joins us in the studio now with the details.
Thanks, Jan. Well, the fall of IPB and the dispute with Nomura is a highly complex story, a story which has not yet reached its conclusion. Stripped to its bare details, it goes as follows. IPB, or Investiční a Poštovní banka, was the first Czech bank to be privatized after the fall of communism in 1989. In 2000, it was still the country's third largest bank, but also one of the country's sickest. In June of that year, the Social Democrat government placed IPB under forced administration over what it said was mismanagement and overly generous loans. The manner in which the forced administration was carried out was highly controversial. Images of policemen storming the bank with full body armour and submachine guns were flashed around the world's media. But it was what happened next that proved to be the most controversial. The Czech authorities sold IPB to another Czech bank, Československá obchodní banka, or CSOB, for the symbolic price of 1 crown. Nomura, which held a 46% stake in IPB, was outraged and initiated arbitration proceedings. The group accused the Czech Republic of failing to protect its investment and demanded 40 billion crowns, or $1.8 billion, in compensation. In March, the London Court of Arbitration hearing the case ruled in Nomura's favour, saying the government had breached an obligation of fair and equitable treatment in a treaty on the mutual protection of investments between the Czech Republic and the Netherlands, where the subsidiary of Nomura, which owned shares in IPB, is based. The Czechs filed an appeal with a court in Zurich. On Monday, that court turned down the appeal, though just how much the country will have to pay has not yet been decided. Jiří Staník is a senior analyst at Czech investment house Wood & Co.
Firstly, we will have to wait what the penalty will be. If it is 40 billion, this will be a really huge amount. And I'm sure that there will be lots of talk about who is responsible for that. And this could damage some of the parties, some of the people. So it could be really serious. So, but we have to wait for the amount. The second thing is, again, as you said, it's a very complex issue. And there was lots of, there was a number of steps which led to the fourth administration and to this arbitrage. And I would say that both of the two largest parties are heavily involved in this issue. So I think that anyone can be blamed for that. It's not that just one party would be responsible for that and this party would be punished in the next election. It's much more complex and it's difficult to see the consequences.
It's also 6 years since the Nomura saga began, and Jiří Staník says the Czech banking sector is now a different place entirely.
Compared to the end of 90s or compared to the middle of 90s, right now the Czech banking system is a completely different system. It's very sound, very profitable. It's basically dominated by foreign banks. So it's a completely different issue, and that's one of the soundest banking system in Central Europe. So right now there is nothing wrong, and this was like there was a couple of failures of banks in the past or during 90s. So it was obviously very negative and was really like a wild period. But right now, basically most or all of the banks are dominated by like well-respected foreign banks.
Wood & Co.'s Jiří Staník there talking about the Nomura case, and we will of course keep you posted on future developments.